Do you wish you could stop using up all your patience and energy in the classroom so that you have some left for your own kids when you get home? Are you sick of coming home to a constant mess and never-ending to-do list that it feels like you're working a second job? Are you ready to turn off your teacher brain at the end of the day so you can transition into mom mode? Welcome to the Teacher Mamas Podcast, where you're going to learn time and stress management strategies and routines so you have the energy to pour back into your family and the things that matter most to you. Hi, I'm Roberta.
And I'm Ashley. We are both wives and teacher mamas with a combined 28 years in education. We've both been that exhausted, overstimulated, and stressed out teacher mom, and we both brought way too much work home, struggled with keeping up on house chores, and did zero things we enjoyed outside of school. We realized that if we were going to live more energetic and balanced lives, we needed to learn different routines and time and stress management strategies. So we created a plan that made teaching, momming, and wiping easier and fun again.
If you're ready to find time for yourself, your family, faith, and home, go grab your favorite drink, a notebook and pen, because we are about to dive in. Hello, Teacher Mama. Welcome to another episode of the Teacher Mama's Podcast. This is a Mindset Monday episode. And today is really all about tonight. And tonight is something really special. Ashley and I are hosting our very first and free webinar, which is our monthly meal planning boot camp. So if you're listening to this in real time and you have not signed up yet, please go sign up at theteachermamas.com/bootcamp. And you'll get the Zoom link sent to you. And if you can't make it tonight, you'll get the replay. If you follow that same link and sign up, you'll get the replay in your inbox tomorrow. If you're listening to this and it's not in real time, don't worry. We will have more boot camps in the future. So you could still go to that link and let us know that you're interested in a future boot camp. But if you're listening in real time, this episode is really for you because we are, first of all, really excited. We did a run through the other night and mm-hmm. It was so much fun. And it's just something Ashley and I are both so passionate about, is figuring out how to make different like systems in our lives easier so that our day-to-day lives just run smoother. And this is one of those systems that has been literally life-changing. I know for me, and Ashley, you'll have to think on this and share it too, but I know for me, like I went from probably meal planning every week for about an hour, like no joke. I would sit down and it's like, what do I have? What do I need? And like, it might take me an hour. And then because I'm figuring out the meals and I'm writing the grocery list at the same time and I'm figuring out the order, you know, because we like to do pickup orders. And then, but it would be easily an hour. And so it was an hour every week. So 4 to 5 hours every week of meal planning. And that's just insane. And so when I switched finally to monthly meal planning, I realized like the first time took a little bit longer because it was the first time doing it. But I just did my March, you know, it's the beginning of March right now. And when I timed myself, and it took me literally 15 minutes to get it done for all of March. And then, of course, maybe 5 minutes each week as I'm getting my grocery list ready each week. But that is nothing compared to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just timed myself to get, because I do order pickup. I don't go in the store. And like, I just kind of like double check my calendar each time and make sure that nothing has changed, because I mean, you can have your calendar set for the month, but that doesn't mean that nothing's going to change. Right.
Right.
So true. So I like to do that and then get my recipes in order. And then put my grocery list all in at the same time, or my grocery order, sorry. And that took me, and that's also like other household items too, right? So I'm kind of like going through the rest of the house, not just the grocery list. So everything took me 50 minutes to, that's like, so I'm probably a little bit slower than Roberta at this, but I mean, you know, it's kind of depends on who you are, right?
Well, and I think it depends on the month. Like, so for me, right. the month of March, we have soup suppers on Wednesday. So I didn't have to worry about meals on Wednesdays through the whole month, excuse me. I don't know what munch is, but maybe I'm hungry. Anyway, so for the whole month of March, I don't have to worry about meals on Wednesdays, except for the one Wednesday that I'm bringing a soup. So that got written down. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm working late. So it's packing sandwiches or packing leftovers. Mm-hmm. So that's easy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the rest of the days, it was figuring out, like, I like to do soups on Mondays. I like to do pizza or fish on Fridays during Lent. And then Saturday, Sunday, it was figuring out those meals. And yeah. So I and think I that's would, why it didn't take me as
sure.
long.
Yeah. And I would say that my month is a little bit more extensive. We have meals planned out pretty much every single night. And we're not eating out much this month. Whereas like last month, it was a lot more eating out because we had a lot more school activities and stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it all kind of varies in which month you're in and everything. But I mean, still 50 minutes for the week and that I don't have to go to the grocery store. Like, that's pretty awesome. Because like before, I mean, when I was going into the grocery store, that's an hour and a half alone, especially if you have your kids with you.
Yeah, I'm not counting that. Yeah, I was just... Just the planning of the meals would take me an hour. Like
yeah.
I'm not even talking about going right. into the store. Yeah.
Right. Right. So yeah, I mean, this has also been a game changer for me because I used to plan weekly as well. And I would say it probably takes me like a half hour to plan out my meals now that all of my recipes are organized and all that kind of stuff, but a half hour to plan out my meals for the month. And so, I mean, that's, you know, way less time than 45 minutes every single week. Right. So
for sure.
We are just very excited to bring this to you guys tonight. Like we said, if you have not signed up yet, please go do so at theteachermamas.com/power-routines. I know
boot camp.
Oh my gosh, we were just talking about the wrong link. Don't do that one. Don't do that one. theteachermamas.com/bootcamp. We just recorded another episode and we did a different link for that one. Sorry about that. But we are, we've done stuff before and we haven't had a whole lot of people sign up and we have a lot of people signed up, you guys. Mm-hmm. And so we are like super excited about this. And if you are on live, we're going to have a fun giveaway for you. So if you can make it live, get there because you're not going to want to miss the giveaway. And you're going to learn our whole system, how we do this every single month. We're not just going to give you a cookie cutter meal plan and say, here you go, here's your month of meals. It's we are teaching you how to do this yourself, how to do take on this system and just make your decision fatigue kind of fall away so you're not thinking about what's for dinner every single night all day long and your kids don't have to ask you what's for dinner anymore because it's on the side of your fridge and you are saving time because you're not doing this either every single day or every single week. You're saving energy, you're saving money because you're actually planning your meals out, sticking to it, and going to the grocery store for the things that you need instead of just getting random crap and throwing it in your grocery cart. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, a lot of people get kind of hesitant about this because they're like, well, what about going out to eat? What about like if my kids just want to have chicken nuggets one night? Great, do it. But the difference is now, you're not doing it every single night and you're planning it into your schedule. And if you're not a huge cooker or you have, this is like brand spanking new to you, it's fine. You're going to plan out how you normally would. And then, you know, just get a little bit better every single month, like add a new meal in every single month and try something new and like eat a little healthier, you know? So we're not like completely overhauling your whole life right now. We're just teaching you this system that's going to save you so much time and energy and brain space. Mm-hmm. And you are going to be blown away. It's going to be great. So I don't know, Roberta, you have anything else to tell them?
Not that I can think of. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
So
perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Well, again, if you haven't signed up, I'm going to get it right this time, you guys. Go to theteachermamas.com/ boot camp. And we will see you there tonight, or you can watch the replay. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Hey, Teacher Mama, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It lights us up to know this podcast is helping you.
Also, please share this with a friend who might need it today. Okay, time to go spend all that extra time we have with our families. No more stressing out over schoolwork that didn't get done before contract time. We'll meet you back here in a couple of days for another episode.
Bye!